You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Nushin Khattabi, co-founder of Vega Coffee, a farmer-to-cup coffee company that helps change lives. Nushin, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. Thanks for coming to us from Nicaragua this morning. So first off, tell us a little bit about your Farmer to Cup initiative. It sounds very interesting. And what are you hoping to achieve here?
Yeah, so basically Vega Coffee was built on the foundation of connecting the world's coffee farmers with the world's coffee lovers. And all in sort of pursuit of bringing people the very best coffee that we can. And that's why we founded Vega. A big portion of what we do also is that we work with coffee farmers, training them in all aspects of coffee production. So farmers have always been experts on everything that happens at the farm level, of course. But then once coffee sort of leaves the farm and is processed and then roasted and made into a consumer good, farmers are left out of that part of the supply chain typically. So with Vega, what we're doing is we're actually keeping the whole supply chain really in Nicaragua, in the farming communities, and we're training farmers how to make a really high quality bag of coffee. And then we sell that directly to customers in the United States. So what winds up happening is our customers get really high-end coffee and add a value, and our farmers end up making more sustainable incomes than they typically would.
And what is the motivation behind your founding Vega Coffee?
Our motivation really was that my co-founders and I started Vega with my husband, Rob Terenzi, and one of our friends, Will DeLuca. Our motivation really was that we are real coffee lovers, and we wanted to bring a really authentic experience to drinking coffee to customers in the United States. And Rob and I have spent together almost 8 years living in Central America in different coffee growing countries, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and we really fell in love with this region. I mean, we live here full time now in Nicaragua, starting Vega. And our goal was really to give people sort of this vacation in a cup, to try to deliver that experience we have here living in coffee growing communities to coffee lovers in the U.S. So that if you don't have the opportunity to come visit where your coffee's from, you do get a sense of who's this person that makes my coffee, where is it coming from, and really add to the richness of your coffee. So that was a huge part of it for us. Also, I don't know, a lot of people actually aren't really aware of this, but coffee farmers tend to make very little money in the typical way of business in the coffee world. And so our goal by shifting more of the value chain to coffee growing communities is that farmers earn more income. And specifically, Vega farmers earn four times more income than they would through the typical supply chain. So those were really our goals in starting Vega.
Certainly living the entrepreneur dream without a question. Now, I hear you are a coffee expert beyond coffee experts, a licensed coffee expert of sorts. Tell us about this Q Grader certification that you've earned.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. So the Q Grader certification essentially is a license. It's analogous to being a wine sommelier for folks that are familiar with that. But basically, I'm sort of an expert in all aspects of coffee tasting and cupping, and really being able to distinguish sort of high quality coffee versus, maybe not so high quality coffee. And really the reason for me in getting that certification was to bring our customers the very best coffee that we could. And again, that, you know, part of our philosophy is that, you know, in order to, you can have a good product that is also doing good things socially, and there's no trade-off necessary there. So, you know, I studied hard for that certification. It was some rigorous tests, and but you know, in the end, it was super fun, and yeah, I'm excited to be able to assure that for my customers, really high level.
Today we are joined by Nushin Khattabi, co-founder of Vega Coffee, a farmer-to-cup coffee company that lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nushin, what can we expect from Vega in 5 to 10 years, especially for coffee enthusiasts like myself?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a really exciting question for us. I mean, as I said, our goal is to connect the world's coffee growers with the world's coffee lovers. So we've started here in Nicaragua. We built our first roasting center here. And we are really deep in the farming communities here in northern Nicaragua where coffee's grown. And our goal is essentially to expand Vega to other coffee growing regions of the world, you know, starting in other Central American countries, you know, such as Panama or Guatemala next, and then South America and beyond. So we would love to be able to, you know, just keep adding to the richness of our, you know, kind of coffee connections, as we call it on our website, vegacoffee.com, and be able to offer more and more coffee from different regions of the world while bringing our impact model to more coffee farmers throughout the world.
Where can listeners learn more about Vega Coffee? Where can they make their purchase? And of course, invite our listeners to follow Vega on social media as well.
Yeah, so listeners can make their purchases directly through our website. Again, that's www.vegacoffee.com. And that is where we sell our farmer roasted coffee subscription. So you can choose to get your coffee every 2 weeks or every month, and it comes straight to your doorstep, $15 a box, all shipping included. And also on social media, we are on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Instagram. And again, you can find us just by searching Vega Coffee on any of those mediums. And yeah, that's where we are. We would love to have folks come and follow us, follow the journey through social media, and feel free to contact us at any point directly. hello@vegacoffee.com. And that's VEGACOFFEE.com.
Very good. Nushin, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Very exciting what you have here through Vega Coffee. And thanks for spending a moment with us straight from Nicaragua here this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Nushin Khattabi, co-founder of Vega Coffee, a farmer-to-cup coffee company that helps change lives. And once again, the website of reference is vegacoffee.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.